재미와 지식의 오디오라이프 팝빵 한국에 대한 최신 소식과 한국어 공부를 한꺼번에 할 수 있는 시간 Headline Korean So keep yourself updated with the latest issues as we talk about a few articles that popped up this week starting with 오늘의 첫 번째 기사는 당국 11월까지 국민 70% 접종 가능, 접종률 80%도 기대인데요. Authorities, 당국인데요. The authorities say 70% of the population can be vaccinated by November. So vaccination is the 접종, the key word in this article, even expecting 80% of the vaccination rate. So 오늘 코로나 예방접종 기획팀장은 코로나19 온라인 브리핑에서 올 11월 국민 70% 접종을 완료하겠다는 목표에 대해 수정이 필요하다고 생각하지 않는다 하면서 백신도 순차적으로 잘 들어오고 있고 국민 협조도 잘 이루어지고 있어 접종률 80%도 기대한다고 밝혔다고 합니다. So according to the head of the COVID vaccination planning team at an online briefing today, the authorities think that they don't need to necessarily revise their goal of completing the 70% of the nation's vaccination. Also, it is expecting 80% of the vaccination rate. 5월 말부터 본격적인 접종이 시작될 것으로 보고 있다 하며 앞으로 접종자 수가 늘고 속도도 빨라질 것이라고 합니다. Well, hopefully this is great news. We're seeing more and more assertive people being a little bit more assertive when it comes to the vaccination. Maybe we'll have some traveling in the near future, hopefully. Speaking of traveling, it seems like the celebrities and the stars are don't have an excuse, or maybe COVID isn't an excuse for not attending the Academy Awards. So, the headline says, Oscars no Zoom policy proving a headache for overseas nominees. 오스카의 줌 참석 금지. 정책이 해외 후보들에게 골칫거리가 된다. So the policy that we're talking about is 정책 또는 방책이라고 하는데요. These are the rules or the policies. Now, we call it a 두통, 그렇죠? Headache. It's causing a headache. Also, we can say 골치가 아프다. It means that my head is actually hurting. 골치 때리다, 골칫거리가 된다 means it's causing a headache for lots of the nominees who are living abroad. So according to the Hollywood publications, the no Zoom policy for this year's Oscar ceremony is providing quite a bit of a headache for many nominees who live outside of the United States. Now, there are many who are still under different pandemic measures, but the producers said last week that there will not be an option to Zoom in for the show and encouraged nominees to attend in person. 이번 해 오스카 시상식이 화상통화 줌으로 참석하는 것을 허락하지 않는 정책 때문에 많은 후보자들에게 골칫거리가 되고 있다고 하는데요. 미국 외 다른 나라에 사는 후보들 또 영광스럽게도 저희 한국 분들도 많잖아요. I got lots of honorary Korean nominees as well, but wondering if are they supposed to head over, do the two-week quarantine and then come back as well? It's kind of a big headache. 그리고 아직도 코로나 관련 제한이 있는 곳들이 많은데요. 저번 주 제작자들이 줌으로 참가하는 옵션이 없다고 하며 직접 참석하기를 권했다고 합니다. Last piece of news, Wicked는 되고 이소라는 안 된다. 대중음악계 콘서트 백인 제한 풀어달라. Wicked is allowed, but not 이소라? Popular music industry removes the 100 people limit for our concerts. So 대중 is the public or the general public. Could be also translated as popular. So when we say 대중음악, we talk about popular music, music that is popular for the general public. So 대중음악 공연계가 정부의 사회적 거리두기 체계에서 대중음악 콘서트가 모임 행사로 분류된 것은 이 불공정하다며 개선을 유고했습니다.
So the popular music performance industry called for improvement, saying that it is unfair that popular music concerts are classified as gatherings and events in the government's social distancing measures. However, other genres of performances, such as musicals, continue to be successful with restrictions, such as leaving a seat between seats other than their company. So the emergency committee said the musical Wicked was a success at the next concert hall on the day Lee Soda's performance was cancelled. So you can see the type of discrimination, the unfairness of the situation. So the committee stressed again and said not to discriminate between performances.
그쵸. I mean, 차별이라고 볼 수도 있는데요. 공연 간 차별, 철폐를 다시 한번 촉구한다고 강조했습니다.
These are our headlines for this week. Stick around. We still have the 진실 game, 거짓과 진실이
곧 이어질 텐데요.
We'll leave you guys with our song, 이소라. It's gonna be rolling.